Hi, and welcome back to the blog. It's Christmas. Some are celebrating on the 24th, and others the 25th. Whatever you may be doing this Christmas, there's no better time to enjoy a Christmas-inspired dialogue. So, today we have a conversation between a snowman and Santa Claus. After reading through the dialogue, we're going to take a look at some of the key phrases. Here we go. Santa Claus, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Wow, I can't believe my eyes, but you seem lost.
I am. I don't know what to do.
But it's Christmas Eve. You need to deliver the gifts, right?
I do, but the Christmas star is missing.
What does that mean?
It means my powers are also missing.
Oh no. Don't worry, Santa. I'll help you.
I'm getting tired of this horrible month. It's always the same, year in, year out.
This sounds serious.
It is.
Cheer up, it's snowing.
I'd rather be in Spain. I'm freezing here.
You're getting colder and colder. You just need to find the Christmas star. Then you'll be happy again.
Yes, maybe. But I just don't know how to find it.
Think of all the good memories.
Good memories?
Yes, think of the happy children, the elves, the Christmas spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Remember your sleigh, Christmas music, Christmas food.
I love Christmas food. Everybody does. You just need to believe in yourself. You're right. I'm Santa Claus, goddammit.
Exactly. Nobody spreads joy like you.
Check it out. The Christmas star.
It's falling.
Like a snowflake in a winter wind.
It's beautiful.
You've warmed my heart. Thanks so much.
Yeah, well, it was nothing. Have a good day.
You too. And Merry Christmas.
Key words and phrases. Number 1. Can't believe my eyes. This is an idiomatic phrase that means you are in shock and you cannot believe what you are seeing.
Number 2. What does that mean?
I marked this one because it's a very useful sentence, especially for beginners, because you can use this to ask about almost anything. It could be in terms of the language, for example, what does elf mean, if you don't understand the word? Or, as with this example in the dialogue, when you don't understand a more abstract statement, for example, the Christmas star is missing, what does that mean? As in, what are the repercussions of that? How will it affect us? Number 3. To get, become tired. This is quite an abstract expression. You're not physically becoming tired in the sense that you need to sleep, but rather exhausted by the situation, in the sense that you have had enough, or wish for it to be over, i.e., I'm tired of winter, meaning I wish winter was over, or I don't want it to be winter anymore. Number 4. To spread the joy. When you hear the word spread, you may think of spreading jam on bread. But as you can see, you can also spread an emotion or vibe with your personality or attitude, as in with to spread joy. Some other spreadable things could be to spread rumors or to spread your legs, related to sex, the female at least. Number 5. To warm one's heart. Again, this is an abstract or idiomatic expression. If you warm somebody's heart, you make them feel good, loved, or touched by something. As opposed to warming your hands or feet, which is, yeah, very literal. Okay, that was all the key phrases from the dialogue. I hope you found it fun and useful. From all of us here at En Inglés, we wish you a very Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. See you in 2020.